Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm so excited to be here today. We just completed the WOW conference last weekend, so I'm still flying high from those experiences. We had some great workshops. I know many lives, women's lives were changed particularly, and we were especially blown away with Dr. Christine Page's work with women and their bodies. I'd recommend getting her book, The Healing Power of the Sacred Woman, and see her if she's ever in your area. I mean, I just heard people were raving about her, and then there's so many other wonderful women sharing their gifts. And we had movement, songs, storytelling, and many healing moments. So check us out for our 25th year next February, 2017. Well, my guest today is Deborah Shieldhouse. In 2010, Deborah became a certified practitioner of BioTouch and joined the other volunteers as a staff member at the BioTouch Center in Tucson, Arizona. There, she has given hundreds of BioTouch sessions on a donations-only basis. Shieldhouse also sits on the board of directors of the International Foundation of Biomagnetics, IFBM, which is the educational arm for the BioTouch organization. And she's also a writer, does a lot of blogs and newsletters and articles for IFBM. And she is the author of the new book, BioTouch, Healing with the Power in Our Fingertips. So welcome, Deborah.
Well, thank you, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Well, let's just start from the beginning. And I know in your book you talk about a movie that had a big impact on you. So can you share that with our audience?
Oh, absolutely. It was in 1980, and the movie called Resurrection came out. And I didn't even know what it was about or anything, but I knew that Ellen Burstyn was in it, and I liked her. So went to see this movie, and I was just blown away. She played the role of a hands-on healer. And I was watching her take away people's pain and take away people's symptoms of disease. And I was like, wow. And what it did was it put me in mind to 8 years earlier. I was only 19 years old. And my boyfriend, I'd gone with him for 2 years. He was killed in an automobile accident. And as devastating as that was, 6 months later, my father died of a heart attack. And so what I was thinking while I was watching this movie is I wonder if I had something in, you know, in my hands, could I have helped them if I knew some technique, you know, would I have been able to take away some of their pain? So after watching that movie, the next day I ran out to the bookstore and I actually found two books on hands-on healing. And in 1980, you know, there really wasn't a lot to choose from. But I grabbed these books, I took them home, and I studied them, and I started to practice what they were saying on friends and family. And it was really hard. You had to concentrate and focus, and you had to bring heat into your hands, and you had to see green and blue lights coming from your fingers. And it was really difficult to focus, but I tried. And sometimes I was actually able to bring warmth into my hands and touch somebody and take away a headache or a toothache. But normally, my hands remained cold and useless. And they were especially cold and useless 6 years ago when my daughter came down with viral meningitis. And she was in so much pain, and nothing the doctors were doing was helping. I mean, you know, they tried painkillers of all kinds, pain shots, and she was in terrible pain, and I was really scared, and I was trying to keep, you know, my fingers, you know, warm and trying to, you know, touch her here and there on her head or neck, and nothing was helping, and it was such a frightening time. Well, thank heavens, she went on to recover on her own, and she went back to her normal life. But I was forever changed. I never wanted to feel that helpless or hopeless ever again. And I vowed to find a healing technique that I could do that would be a tool, you know, to help me help someone else. And it was ironic, about a year before my daughter got sick, I had actually read an article online about a healing technique called BioTouch. And it sounded fascinating, but I was busy doing other things. You know, I didn't think, oh, you know, I won't go take a class now. But I printed off the article and I threw it in a drawer. Well, after my daughter's illness, I got that piece of paper out of the drawer and I started reading about BioTouch. And, you know, as fate would have it, the BioTouch Center, where they actually teach classes, was here in Tucson where I live. And so I signed up to take the introductory class, which was being offered 2 weeks later. And I went to the class, and, you know, I was really skeptical at first because they were talking about the instructors. You know, they seemed like wonderful people, but they were making it sound so easy, you know, so simple. You know, unlike what I was trying to do before, to bring heat in my hands and concentrate and center myself, they said, you don't have to do any of that. This is so simple that anybody and everybody, even children, can learn this pretty quickly and easily. And I thought, wow, okay, now I'm really interested. And, you know, the BioTouch organization is a nonprofit teaching foundation. And so everyone there is a volunteer. They have people there that are not only teaching, but also giving sessions to people. And they're not even charging for their sessions. It's donations only. And I was like, is this place real? I mean, are these people for real? It's, you know, it's unheard of. Well, by the end of that 2-day course that I took, I knew I had, you know, I was in the right place and I had found the right technique.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us the history of the BioTouch. You know, who developed it? Who created it?
Well, Paul Buckey, he is now the executive director. He's the co-founder, and he has actually dedicated the past over 25 years to sharing and teaching BioTouch. What happened was, you know, he was a hippie. He grew up in California, and he was a spiritual seeker since, like, the age of 5. You know, he was just on a really interesting spiritual path. He lived with other spiritual seeking people in different communes, and just had a fascinating life. And we actually heard about him, you know, when we were taking the first class. I hadn't met him yet, but, you know, we had all heard about his story. And basically what happened, he was even living off the grid and on the land in a 100-year-old stone house for 4 years without any running water or gas, electricity, you know, garbage pickup, anything, you know. But what happened was he finally moved to a small town in Colorado, and as fate would have it, he developed a terrible backache. And this was the kind of pain that, you know, was relentless, and it even, you know, went down into his legs. And he was trying yoga and all kinds of different things himself to try to get rid of this pain, and nothing was working. And finally, some people he met said, well, you need to go see Norm. He's the town healer, and he does this thing where he touches you, and you'll feel better. And they said, but you'd have to just show up. He doesn't have a phone, and people just show up all day long. So Paul said, oh, I don't know, but he said he was driving his truck one day, and all of a sudden, he kind of found himself going up the driveway of the healer, and went in, and this healer was nothing like he expected. This was a man who, he and his wife smoked cigarettes all day, drank coffee, ate cookies. You know, there was no pretense of healing, you know, in these people at all. And what happened was he gave Paul a session where, you know, he brought him into a bedroom and, you know, had him take his shirt off and started touching him in these places around his back and wherever the pain was. And at the end of that first session, Paul could already feel a looseness. You know, it was, you know, he had more mobility. And when he asked how much, you know, it would cost, Norm said, no, we don't charge. We don't charge for this service. And, of course, Paul was really blown away. And then Paul came back a second time, and he got in one more session, and that was it. The pain was gone forever. And, you know, Paul realized that, you know, Norm, you know, could teach his wife, because he did. He had taught his wife. His wife was also giving sessions. So Paul asked if he could teach him, and he did. And Paul realized that, you know, other people are learning this, and they're as effective than anybody can learn this. And he saw a future where he could devote his life to teaching this and having people just work on each other, the vision being it could be a community of healing around the world. And that is what he's been working towards all this time.
Yeah, that's great. And the amazing thing about it is it's accessible to everybody. And I'm sure they charge for trainings, but to have it be by donation or free to give healings to people, you know, it's so needed. And that's kudos to him for keeping it in that vein. Like Norman who taught him didn't charge, and he kept that system in place so that really is, you know, it helps people. Well, this is Christina. You're listening to Voices of Women. We're going to take a short break and come back and talk more with Deborah Shieldhouse, author of BioTouch, Healing with the Power in Our Fingertips.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What is a master soul gardener? With Nomi Bahar, you can be one too. Her revolutionary Gates of Power method is a comprehensive program that addresses every aspect of yourself and gives you the tools to tend to the seeds of your soul's garden. Let Nomi guide you through and beyond what's holding you back and help you embrace the life you've always dreamed of. To learn more about upcoming classes and workshops, visit gatesofpower.com today. Francine Vail is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. We've been talking with Deborah Shieldhouse and about BioTouch. So, Deborah, you were mentioning, you know, how Paul discovered this healer in Colorado. His name is Norman Cochran. So tell us, what do you know about how Norm discovered this technique? How did he come upon it?
Well, that's what Paul asked him. He said, you know, where did this come from, you know, this amazing technique? And Norm said that he was visiting a friend years before, and this friend had a wife who was 4 months pregnant, and she had had some miscarriages, maybe 3 or 4 miscarriages. And so while he was there visiting his friend, all of a sudden the friend's wife started to hemorrhage. She started to bleed, and she was very upset and scared, of course, that she was losing another baby. And Norm said that in all this commotion, it just kind of came to him. All of a sudden, he just realized that he knew where to touch her if she would let him. He would touch her, and he did. She said, anything, sure. And he touched her on her abdomen in these specific points, and maybe 15, 20 minutes, and the bleeding started to slow, and then it stopped, and she was able to bring that baby to full term and have a normal, healthy pregnancy the rest of it. And of course, word got around after that. And Norm had gone home to his wife and told her what happened, and she says, "Well, how did you know?" He says, "I don't know how I knew. It just came to me." And he says, "I don't want to press it. I don't want to demand to know why it came to me, but I'm going to accept it and I'm going to go with it."
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a gift from the divine.
It does. But what's interesting is we have a practitioner of BioTouch who lives in Egypt, and she had gone to the Cairo Museum, and she saw hieroglyphics there of what looks like people doing BioTouch on other people. We have what's called the greeting, where we have this, we use the first 2 fingers of each hand and we touch specific areas, and she saw them doing that on the hieroglyphics, and she says, "Oh, that's it. It came from ancient Egypt."
Mm-hmm. And somehow transferred to Norm.
Well, who even knows, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of a fun mystery.
Yeah. Well, so I'll have you started a little bit, about the touch. Describe what BioTouch is and how it's done.
So what it is it is the first 2 fingers of each hand, and we use those fingers to lightly touch, to very lightly touch, as if a butterfly was landing on your skin. We're touching very specific points on the body. And it seems that the combination of those points and the light touch actually encourages your own body to heal itself. And it brings down pain levels. It brings down inflammation levels. It alleviates symptoms of disease and depression. It's an amazing thing, because it also leaves people feeling cared for. And, they're breathing more deeply. And they're just feeling better all over because of the stress reduction. And so, for instance, let's say that somebody has just a tension headache. So we would touch specific points on the back of the neck. However, if we were working on a migraine headache, which is quite a bit different, then we would be touching specific points on the side of the face and around the head.
Mm-hmm. So what about, because I was reading about it, that it can help a lot of different medical, that people have high blood pressure, arthritis, menopause, stroke. I mean, it's quite a few things. And so how is it able to work on such a variety of medical conditions?
Well, the interesting thing is people like to say, well, is it energy healing? Is it meridians? Is it, acupuncture points? What is it? Why is this working? And we have had studies done, and I could talk to, about that, a little later, but we don't know for sure exactly why it's working. We just know that it does. There's something about the human touch. There's something about these specific points. And it even helps emotional issues. I've had people come to me with broken hearts, with, where they're grieving. I've worked on people with diabetes who then needed, less insulin. So for some reason, this is just, the magic of touch.
You mentioned a greeting. And I know in your book, you talk about, you always start with this greeting. Can you describe that?
Yes, and so the first point is actually beneath the breastbone and the soft fleshy area there. It is a skin-to-skin contact, and so you know, you do remove your shirt, or you can go up under the shirt if you're in public, you know, for this particular greeting point. That's point number one. So it's in the solar plexus. And then the point number two is on the back of the neck, about an inch and a half to the left of what we call the big bone at the back of the neck, you know, the bottom of the neck. And so that is the greeting. And what happens there, it's almost as if the car engine is starting. It's like one person is starting this relationship of healing with another, like a harmony going on. And, you know, people feel that, like within the first 5 minutes, I mean, they start to breathe more deeply and sigh. And we call it a wow factor, where people just kind of seem to know that there's something happening deep inside on some kind of really deep level. So, yeah, that's the greeting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that is, well, it brought up a question, which actually just left my mind. But I'm glad you brought up the emotional things, too. I was thinking that if it, because a lot of illnesses are brought on by our emotional bodies.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that connection is very, very much real. And we hold a lot of stress in parts of our body, and those become painful. And so mm-hmm. a lot of times when we just relieve the stress, a lot of the pain dissipates.
Well, how is this different? I know I wanted to ask, can you do this on yourself, or do you have to have somebody do it on you?
Well, actually, it was designed for one person to be using it on another in this relationship of healing. But, yes, people have used it on themselves, and they've had, you know, varied results. Yes, it does work for some people, definitely.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, and you mentioned about other how, so I'm curious how it's different from other hands-on healing methods. And there's a lot out there, and a lot of different things work.
Right. Well, I think the biggest thing is that this is really easy to do. I mean, you could be thinking about that great pair of shoes that you saw on sale at Macy's yesterday, and you could be touching somebody, and you could be helping them. You don't have to focus your mind. You don't have to breathe in a certain way or center yourself. You don't have to keep studying and graduate, you know, into these different levels of achievement. You don't have to have any philosophies or religious beliefs or any kind of beliefs. You know, I mean, this is for everybody on this planet. It's so inclusive of everyone, and it's so easy to do. And so to me, I mean, that is the biggest difference.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about how this BioTouch changed your life.
Well, first of all, it's so wonderful to have this tool, like I said before, so I don't have to be feeling so helpless or hopeless, you know, if somebody that I know or care about, you know, is suffering. So how it's changed my life is, first of all, I've become a volunteer, and I work at the center, and it's a privilege for me to be able to help so many people and see what BioTouch is doing for them right under my own fingertips and right in front of my eyes. And then, you know, my mother, she just passed away a month and a half ago, and she was 95. She was in hospice the last 6 weeks of her life, and I was able to work on her. I didn't have to just sit there at the edge of her bed and do nothing. I was able to, you know, touch her, and she would start to sigh and breathe more deeply, and she would be less agitated. And, you know, she was also suffering with some short-term memory loss, but she always remembered BioTouch. She always remembered that name, and she would put her two fingers up from each hand. Like, she knew what it was. And so as hard as it was to have her pass, again, it was so wonderful for me to be able to help her, which helped me. And, you know, and in a funny way, my husband, who was very skeptical about BioTouch, I mean, he's a very black and white man, you know, he's an accountant, but he's also very active. He bikes, he hikes, And, you know, he always has aches and pains. And, you know, I convinced him to let me, you know, work on him. And at first he was like, no, that's okay. But I did. And he was like, oh my gosh, he couldn't believe how it helped him. So now he comes to me when he has aches and pains. And I have to just laugh. It's just so fun, you know, to see that. So, yeah. And I've taught him points so he can work on me. It's great.
Yes. And that's great to have, you know, have somebody to support that and, you know, have a partnership at home, I would imagine.
Right. Yes. And you know, I wish I'd known it earlier when my kids were little, you know, and it would have been so great, you know, when they had sore throats and coughs and, you know, all those things, you know, wow, it would have been really nice to know.
Yes. Yeah. But what made you decide to write the book?
Well, so I was working, I became a volunteer to work at the center here in Tucson. And to do that, you have to take, you know, a second class, which is, you know, a lot more in-depth, and you learn a lot more of the history of BioTouch. And then you take a 60-hour internship, and you're actually, you know, hands-on, really working on the people and really getting to understand it in order to be a volunteer there with all the other volunteers, because everybody in this organization is a volunteer. And so I had been there for about a year, you know, as a practitioner. And Paul said to me one day, he says, you know, he says, somebody needs to write the book about BioTouch so that more people can learn about it. And then more people can help each other. He says, I would love to see people doing BioTouch on each other, you know, all over the world.
Yeah. And so we're going to have to take a break now, but that's why the book got written. There was a call you took it on. Well, this is Chris Stainis. We're going to take a short break, and we'll come back and talk more with Deborah.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing. with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and I'm speaking with Deborah Shieldhouse. She's the author of BioTouch, Healing with the Power in Our Fingertips. So you did mention earlier, we talked about how your hands get warm or hot while giving the treatments. Do you know why that happens?
Oh, and what's so funny about that and so ironic is, if you remember that old type of technique that I was trying to do, where I was trying to help my daughter bring heat into my hands, and I couldn't do it, no matter how hard I tried. Well, the ironic thing is when I am doing BioTouch on somebody, my hands just automatically get so hot. My fingers get so hot. Some people think, like, wow, are you going to burn me with these things or what? And the heat just goes up my arms, and it goes like up my neck, and I'm like a hot mess. And that doesn't happen to everybody, but for some reason, it happens to me. I also kind of sometimes feel a tingling going on in my fingers, and so everybody kind of feels something different. But yeah, that was the irony of that I tried so hard and couldn't bring the heat in, and now I can't help it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're running a lot of energy. I mean, I do energy work too, so it's bound to happen. Well, let's talk about the scientific evidence and the research that supports BioTouch, because I read in your book and your website that there is, which, and there are skeptics. Like you said, your husband's a skeptic and you're a skeptic to begin with. And, sometimes having that research helps people know, okay, there's something legit about this.
Right. Absolutely. Well, three doctors did independent studies on BioTouch. And, it's funny because the results just mirrored each other. And that was that after a BioTouch session, people, their stress is reduced. Their pain has been reduced. Their blood pressure has gone. If it was high, it's gone down. Those things they were able to tell, and people felt cared for. And then one doctor went on and she did some more different kinds of testing. And she found that there was lower cortisol levels after a BioTouch session. And of course, cortisol is a stress hormone. And that the interleukin-12 levels were increased. And that is a immune booster. And so all of these studies can be found on the BioTouch website, which is www.justtouch.com. And you can read more there.
And I'm reading too that even helps people with dementia or Alzheimer's, and that's mm-hmm. real curious for me. I mean, I think we're all, some of us getting older age, we wonder, is that going to happen to me? Or we have family members that it is happening, and it's and it's quite difficult to care for patients with that. So does that just help them because it reduces their stress level? Does it actually improve their, lessen the dementia? Or do you know of any?
It certainly seems to, because there was a study that before I came in on the picture, Paul said that they were doing in a care home for Alzheimer's patients. And they were noticing that after BioTouch sessions, that the people were definitely much more calm. They had a lot less agitation. And he would have loved to have seen that kind of a study that had gone on longer, to see. He would have been really interested to see. But I guess it does. I mean, we're not sure exactly what's going on, but, the stress levels are coming down and whatever else is going on. For Alzheimer's and dementia, there are sets of points that are on the head called the headset. And maybe the back of the neck, we would work on too, the brainstem. So that's where we would really work on for that area.
Mm-hmm. Well, I understand there's a testimonial book.
Yes, at the center and online, again, at the BioTouch website. We now have testimonials online. But there is a testimonial book. There are people over the years that have been, so touched, if you will. And they've had really awe-inspiring stories of how BioTouch has transformed their lives. And so I would say that the most amazing story, the most amazing testimonial in that testimonial book is the one of Curtis. And I actually included Curtis's entire testimonial in my book because I didn't want to paraphrase anything he had to say. I wanted to include it all because Curtis was a 74-year-old man who was blind and BioTouch helped him to see. I know that sounds unbelievable, but it's true. Curtis was 74 and he suffered with retinitis pigmentosa. And he had been blind for about 5 or so years when his good friend, who was finding wonderful results with his diabetes with BioTouch, told Curtis about BioTouch. So Curtis went in and started having BioTouch sessions on a regular basis. And actually having them on a regular basis really works the best, the consistency. And after a while, Curtis was talking about how he was able to see a mountain, you know, he was able to see some light and then could make out this mountain. He was in Colorado. And then eventually he was able to make out a tree. And then he could see his own face in the bathroom mirror. And he was like shocked. He was like, he didn't know who this, you know, old man was that was looking back at him in the mirror. But his words were so awe-inspiring that, you know, it's, wow, you know, it's hard to top that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's encouraging. Well, there's a quote from your website from Gary Schwartz, as one of the researchers. He says one of the lessons he learned about BioTouch is the importance of love and the process of receiving and giving non-sexual loving touch. The kind of love that BioTouch fosters is a high level of love. So I wonder if this is part of the key of the work that, you know, and I know there's something about, too, that, you know, people need touch. There was even on your website writing about how, you know, and for babies to thrive, we know that they need to be touched.
That's, you know, right. Exactly. Well, Paul likes to say BioTouch is love and love is BioTouch. And he says, you know, that's really all we're doing. When we're doing BioTouch, we're actually giving another person love. And if they happen to heal, that's icing on the cake. So I just think it is. There's a connection that we really need with other human beings. And I think, that is the key to feeling better. And I think that's the basis of BioTouch. For sure.
Mm-hmm. Something that we all need. Well, is there another story you have of anybody's healing that?
Yes. Oh, yes. I got to tell you Paul's mother's story. And so what happened with Paul's mother, she was a healthy 67, 68-year-old who all of a sudden had to be rushed into surgery, emergency surgery. And they were trying to insert a pacemaker and they accidentally nicked her heart, and she actually died on the operating table. But then they were able to revive her. But by the time Paul got to see her, they said she was in a coma, and that if she even came out of the coma, they didn't think that she would be more than in the vegetative state. She wouldn't be able to talk. She wouldn't be able to walk. She wouldn't be herself. And Paul took it upon himself to start giving her BioTouch every 6 hours around the clock. And he did so for weeks, for maybe 6 weeks. But during that time, she was making amazing progress. She woke up. She knew who he was. The doctors and the nurses were shocked. She kind of sailed through physical therapy. And basically a year later, she was walking on a beach in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
So I devoted a whole chapter in my book to that story. Basically, what my book is, it's stories of hope and healing. There's stories of so many people that have been helped and their lives have been transformed, including mine and including Paul's. And that's what it is. It's a book of hope.
Well, and that's so needed in our culture because we don't get that in the news. And it's these good stories that make us feel good, that they give us hope. And I know people love stories. It's one of the biggest part of Woman of Wisdom, and stories heal people too.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's really, they're fun for us to read, but it goes deeper than that because we can feel for these people and we can identify things that are going on in our lives. And so many of us, you know, we have pain and physical, emotional, mental, you know, that's kind of the human condition. And, you know, that's why I'm trying so hard to get people to realize that, you know what, you have the power in your own fingertips to help somebody and they can help you. It's, you know, certainly BioTouch is a wonderful complement to, you know, modern medical protocols. And it seems to enhance whatever else you're doing medically. But it also is something you can do next to, you know, with or even without other, you know, medical protocols. It's something that you have the power in your own fingertips. And that's a message that we don't hear either, that we have any of this control.
Oh, yeah. Power of, our bodies are pretty powerful. And there's that thing that we don't feel like you used to feel helpless in, you know, the face of your daughter's illness. And, you know, a lot of us, you know, yeah, we're in that situation where maybe we're taking care of elder parents and don't know how we can relieve what's happening with them. And right. So it's nice to know something out there that people can easily learn. It sounds like you can easily learn it.
Yes, and, you know, the BioTouch organization is trying so hard to make it easier and easier. And first of all, it's so inexpensive. So if you came to Tucson and took that introductory class, it's only $48 for a full two-day class. And, you know, they also have, if you're a massage therapist or if you're a nurse, you can take these classes and you can get continuing education units. And so that's really helpful for other people, you know, people to use that for their clients.
Right. Okay. So I just realized it's break time. And so we're going to come back in a minute and talk more with Deborah.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis. Well, we've been talking about BioTouch with Deborah Shieldhouse. And Deborah, can you give your website? I know you gave the people yes. can learn about you.
Thank you. It is Deborah Shieldhouse, D-E-B-R-A-S-C-H-I-L-D as in David, H-O-U-S-E, DeborahShieldhouse.com. And I have a lot of information about BioTouch, about the book. And the book, of course, is available on all the major online booksellers, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And you could also get it at the BioTouch website, which is justtouch.com.
And also yes, and
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say on that website, I see that there's you can get a little bit of free download from the manual. You can buy the manual. So can you teach yourself this?
Yes, and that's what's so beautiful about this. Since BioTouch Organization is a 501(c), it's a nonprofit teaching foundation, you can actually become a member for $18 online, and you can download the entire training manual and get the entire technique, and that also includes video links so that you can actually watch people doing BioTouch on other people.
Okay, that's
$18,
good.
$18, it's incredible. Believe me, nobody in this organization cares about making money. And in all these years, over 25 years, they've never been in the red. And my husband, like I said, is an accountant. He can't even understand this, how they're doing it, but it's pretty amazing. So yes, there, you know, the online classes, so you don't have to come to Tucson. You can learn it by yourself. It's, you know, like I said, it's the healing technique for everybody.
Okay, so how's the online class? Is that like a video class that you're?
Yes. It's like it's Skype. It's, you know, they're mm-hmm. you know, different ways that, you know, they can reach you and you can reach them.
Right.
You know, yeah.
And I'm glad you said that there was videos for the manual, because I have to see things. I can't just read it and figure it out. So that's really good. I'm sure a lot of people are like that.
I'm the same way. I must have watched that video, I don't know, 40 times, you know, to make sure that I got it right. And BioTouch is actually made up of 17 different sets of points, because it depends on the area of the body that you're working at, but you don't have to memorize it or anything. You know, you could just have it, you know, look at it, and you can see, you know, where to touch depending on, you know, who needs what. So it's not like you have to, you know, study and learn and memorize.
Right. And so the online class, is that like taking the class, if you were to go there in person, that's $48, it would be an online class like that?
Yeah, it's an online class like that.
Yeah.
It's more money than that. It's not a lot of money, believe me. Whatever it is, it's very reasonable, and it's meant to be, you know, reasonable. So they do a good job of that.
Right. So I have a friend who has Lyme disease, and I sent her the link because that was one of the things listed that can help. And I'm just curious if you have any comments about that. It's a debilitating disease. It can, and I know some people, I have friends of my husband who passed away from it even. So,
wow, they're finding out that Lyme disease really, it contributes to a lot of other very, very serious problems that they're just now figuring out. And so, like I said, we work on everything and anything. You know, I've worked on, so many interesting people and their reactions. For instance, I worked on a lady who had terrible arthritis in her thumbs, and this pain was like her thumbs were frozen in place, and the pain went up her arms, and, you know, it was very debilitating. And I worked on her every Friday for about 4 weeks, And I'll never forget, she came in one day, she hopped up on the massage table, and she had this big smile on her face, and she wiggled those thumbs. And I started crying because, you know, the joy in her face to be free of that pain and to be able to move her thumbs again. And I've worked on people that have, they've had strokes, and they very much, you know, it's a terrible struggle on one side of their body. And I've seen the amazing difference where the strength would come back. They were able to, you know, leave their walker in the waiting room and walk, you know, all the way to the session room. I work on a lot of people's knees, you know, a lot of problems with knees. I actually love working on these. I think that was like my favorite part of the body to work on. And you can see, you know, it helps, you know, fairly quickly. Work on a lot of back problems. You know, we work on people with cancer that are, you know, going through the, you know, the toxicity of chemo and everything else. And we actually have a poison set that we use on them to kind of help them rid themselves of the toxins.
So you're seeing results from that?
Yes, we see a lot of, you know, we see results from every single thing that we've done. If nothing else, if the pain isn't completely taken away, if the disease isn't completely arrested, what we always see is a reduction in pain levels and stress levels and people feeling better, people feeling cared for. And, you know, there's a lot to be said for that.
Yeah. Yes, that's so important. Well, I'm going to have to get the manual, and my husband's starting to complain about his knee problems, and
oh, yeah,
and I have this hip problem, so I think we may just do that. And I encourage people to check out the book. It is BioTouch, Healing with the Power in Our Fingertips. Again, you can go to our website, DeborahShieldhouse.com, or go to Amazon and other stores and find it. And check out the website for the manual for just $18, you know, www.justtouch.com. So thank you so much for being on the show today, Deborah.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure to be able to speak about my favorite subject, BioTouch.
Yes, and thank you for doing such good work. And it's amazing that this really is, you know, by donation, it's free for people to get treatments. And, you know, and medical costs a lot these days for people. So it's good. Your book is getting the word out there to lots of people about this. That's what's great.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Okay. Well, I'm Chris Danis, and I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom. I also have a book. It's called Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. It was an Amazon bestseller. I did an Amazon day where I had a fabulous day. It was very exciting. And it also has two awards. It's an inspirational book of the divine feminine, of many of our speakers that have been at the conference, and art and poetry and stories and it's just, you know, the divine feminine and all the many voices. And so I know it's inspired a lot of people, and you can find out about it at our website, which is www.womenofwisdom.org. Benefits Women of Wisdom too when you purchase it. And we're a nonprofit organization, and we're all about empowering women. And we are going to, we do events during the year. We just finished our conference, but we have ongoing things where we have a drum circle once a month. We have an aging, we all do it circle. We're going to have a dance in March. And so you can see all these up on our website at womenofwisdom.org. In the spring, we usually have a pampering day for women, and we do a fall festival. In June, we're going to do a Mankind Project / Woman of Wisdom event, exploring the gender reconciliation and talking to each other and learning how to communicate with each other. So, you know, I'm just going to say I'm going to be gone again next week, and I've picked a great encore to listen to. It's Donna Eden and David. Oh, her husband. I'm just blanking on his last name. But their book on energy of love. They are great healers, and that's a great interview to listen to again, and that'll be next Friday. So have a great weekend, everybody, and I'll be back in March.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Danis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Danis.
the 24th annual WOW Conference, United We Change the World. Featured guests are Dr. Christine Page on Creative Dragon Energy. Dr. Susan Shumsky will show you how to awaken your third eye. And Mira Kelly will present a two-day intensive workshop on Beyond Past Lives. This February 11th through the 15th, go to thewowconference.org. That's the WOW conference.org.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com. Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The Ancient Inca Root Vegetable Maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca Team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing...